It's time for It's All About Literacy on Praise 107.9. The mission of It's All About Literacy is to provide high quality, diverse, and accessible information and services to and for each individual listener that will enhance the quality of life for all people of all ages, cultures, and communities, regardless of their abilities or deficiencies. And now, here are Dr. Kathy and Sister Gail.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in with us today, coming into our literacy classroom for another session on this Saturday. We so appreciate you being our valued listeners and just coming in, sharing with us every week. I am here today without my co-host. Dr. Kathy is away today, tending to some needed business, and I do miss her. So, but I'm not alone.
Amen. You're not alone.
I'm not alone. So with me today, serving as co-host, is Dr. Angela Strickland McClinn. She is the executive director of the Optimus Literacy.
Amen.
So she's here today. And we're going to, we have an in-studio guest that we're going to introduce rather quickly for the sake of his time, so we honor his time. But so we'll get back to him shortly. But I do want to say that the goal of the Optimus Literacy, well, the goal of It's All About Literacy is to remove illiteracy, to remove ignorance, which is a lack of knowledge, and to keep you informed on many topics. So we go far beyond just reading, writing, and arithmetic, which are the things that are quite necessary. As I tell my students, reading is essential. Without that, you don't go far. But Hosea says that our people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge and because we have rejected knowledge. So our goal is that we ask that you not reject knowledge. When it comes, you know you don't know. Sometimes the information will come to you through people you least expect.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it will even come to people you don't like.
Come on.
But a mature person will accept the information and go on and just be glad they got it. So that's where we want you to be. Don't reject the knowledge. Know that you don't know and seek knowledge. Because once you have it inside of your brain, no one can take it from you. So, Doc, what do you have for us today?
Well, good morning, everyone. Good morning. First of all, I want to say good morning and give a big congratulations to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Go Jags.
Jags, you did an outstanding season.
Yes,
and we
yes.
Here at Dr. Must Literacy would like to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And we're going to get some of you to come down and be a guest on our show and tell us all about learning those plays. Because guess what? Learning the plays and learning how to throw that ball is all about
literacy.
That's literacy.
You
got to read.
You know what I'm saying?
Got to read. You must read that. So I am the one and only Dragon Slayer here in Duval County, covering this region for us, Angela McClinn from Bethany Ministries. And I thank Dr. Von Marpress and my co-host with me today, Gail. Gail, I thank you so much. I thank you so much. And we do have here in the studio with us James Kelly. He's going to tell us all about the MLK
Oratorial,
and we are looking forward to hearing from you and just feeling and knowing what you all are doing for our community. We are excited about what you're doing for the community.
Yes.
Give us a little bit.
Yes, yes. First of all, good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Good morning.
On behalf of the men of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, Upsilon Atlanta Chapter, thank you for giving us the opportunity to come on this morning and really talk about some of our programs and initiatives we have going on in here in the Jacksonville area, and particularly about our upcoming MLK Oratorical Contest that we have each year in which we give away scholarships. Again, my name is James A. Kelly. I am the president of the local alumni chapter and serve also as the chief administrative officer. So I do want to talk to you about some of those programs this morning. As you mentioned, the MLK Oratorical Contest. We are excited about this amazing event that's coming up. It is scheduled for February the 17th, 2018, at Westside High School. Currently, we have about 7 young men that will be participating and doing their best in this contest. For us, this event is aligned with one of our national programs, Go to High School, Go to College. And that program is instrumental
mm-hmm.
and for us to provide young men an opportunity and teach and train them about their experiences and the importance of learning oratorical skills. So we coach and counsel them on oratorical skills. We prepare them for this. We require them to do research prior to the event. So it's very important to us. I go to high school, go to college program, which started back around 1919 at one of our general conventions.
Okay.
And so that program has been around for quite some time. And each chapter is given an opportunity, international chapter is given an opportunity to structure a program that is in alignment with our national program. So again, I'm excited to be here this morning to talk to you about that.
Okay.
All right.
All right, so the oratorical program, just explain to our listeners, when you say oratorical, what do you mean exactly?
Well, oratorical means the skills, knowledge, and ability to be able to stand in front of a group of people mm-hmm. or one person
mm-hmm.
and how you can use your skills, body language, to deliver a message.
Okay.
There's various types of messages that we deliver on a daily basis.
Okay.
Whether someone is an educator in a classroom and trying to deliver a lesson or get a point across to their students, or whether you're a politician running for public office.
Right.
So those oratorical skills are used in various parts of our day-to-day lives and throughout our community.
Okay. Now I'm going to go out here and say, because you know I have a population of gentlemen around me that don't value education the way they should. They just want to play football. But what happens when you win that, you know, you score that winning touchdown? The camera's going to come in your face.
Absolutely.
And what you want to be able to do is to intelligently articulate how that play went.
Absolutely.
What you were thinking.
Yes.
So a lot of times, like, they don't think reading is important. They don't think these oratorical skills are important. Well, they really are. Because
right.
I've said a long time ago that I think every athlete should take a speech class in college.
Yes.
I
yes.
really do.
In today's society, those oratorical skills are critical in our day-to-day lives. So I know we'll be able to discuss, talk about that more about that this morning.
Yes. All right. Yes. So we're about to go to commercial break. And we thank you again for listening to us. And we'll be right back with It's All About Literacy.
All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy is now enrolling. All About Kids specializes in infant and toddler care, preschool, voluntary pre-kindergarten VPK, nutritional gardening, and VPK Music Academy, where your young person can learn to play the violin. All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy accepts vouchers from Episcopal Children's Services, Early Learning Coalition, ELC, Success by Six, VPK, and Teen Parent. When children are exposed to music education at an early age, they excel in all subjects later in life. Give your child an early advantage. Stop by today. All About Kids is conveniently located at Pearl and 36th Streets. Come experience child care at its best. All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy. Success by Six starts here at All About Kids. Call 353-2800. Qualify today for this 2-year free preschool program. All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy is now enrolling. All About Kids specializes in infant and toddler care, preschool, voluntary pre-kindergarten VPK, nutritional gardening, and VPK Music Academy, where your young person can learn to play the violin. All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy accepts vouchers from Episcopal Children's Services, Early Learning Coalition, ELC, Success by Six, VPK, and Teen Parent. When children are exposed to music education at an early age, they excel in all subjects later in life. Give your child an early advantage. Stop by today. All About Kids is conveniently located at Pearl and 36th Streets. Come experience child care at its best. All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy. Success by Six starts here at All About Kids. Call 353-2800. Qualify today for this 2-year free preschool program.
The ultimate gospel experience. The new Praise 107.9.
107.9.
Praise 107.9.
If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be. Fellowship, let's go.
My testimony is real. My road and all.
grace is always sufficient, on time, and exactly what you need.
Jacksonville, we thank you so much for joining us on this last Saturday of the month. Once again, Dr. Kathy, Sister Gail, along with special guests this morning. It's all about literacy here and only here on Praise 107.9. Ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning, and thanks again for being with us on another Saturday for another session of It's All About Literacy. And again, I'm without my sidekick, without the host. Our main host, Dr. Kathy, she's away today tending to some matters, but I'm not alone.
Amen, amen.
Said he'll never leave me alone.
That's
he left
right.
me with a friend over here.
Yes, and that's how he is. The ram
is.
In the bush. I
yes.
come out and I'm going to shake something.
Yes, that's what absolutely. She does. You know, she's a dragon slayer. Dr. Angela McClain, thank you so much for being with us today.
Amen.
And our in-studio guest is James Kelly. I keep wanting to say Jim Kelly, and y'all know why, football. But James Kelly, president of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity. So, we were talking earlier about the Martin Luther King Jr. Oratorical Contest, which is a scholarship fund. And we're talking about how important those oratorical skills are.
Yes.
And
yes.
so... Doc, ask your question that you asked him off air.
Yes. While we were off air, I asked the question of exactly how do you teach the young men oratorical skills today instead of them just using their body language when you're asking them, well, how was your day and what's going on in school and what do you need help with? And most likely you get just the shoulders, it's all right, or man, you
yes.
know, the teacher,
oh, yeah.
the, you know, you get the slang.
Yeah, and the shrug.
Yes.
Sometimes the shrug back.
And they think that's a new way to communicate.
Right? Yes.
So we have to correct them in that. So for us, what we do is we provide practice sessions. We realize that in order for someone to really develop those skills, that it requires practice. Being an orator and having oratorical skills requires developing techniques. So we provide various sessions, especially for the MLK Oratorical Contest, and I do say it's going to be on February the 17th,
yes.
2018, Westside High School. So we have several practice sessions, as well as for us during our Men of Valor mentoring sessions, which we partnered with Westside Church of God in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Every fourth Saturday, we have those mentoring sessions. So we provide the young men there as an example of how we use our oratorical skills and the different topics and sessions that we teach them on. And then we require them to also present. And during those different presentations, we kind of critique their skills, whether they're using stuff, saying things like
mm-hmm.
or their body language and eye contact. We encourage them that those skills and those techniques are very important as they're communicating to their audience. So through those methods and through those practice sessions and developing those techniques, and then we reinforce those techniques by allowing them to take on the advice that we've given them, and then we say, try it again. And so over time, they begin to hone those skills and develop those skills, and so they are well prepared to go out and become great orators in society.
All right. Well, where do you get the young men from? Who are the young men that you're mentoring? How do they find out about your program?
Great question. So for us, we reach out to the community either through word of mouth, through our website. We reach out to other organizations have contacted us about our mentoring program. Again, it is the fourth Saturday of every month. We partner with Westside Church of God in Christ, and they also have had some young men in their congregation
mm-hmm.
that have come into our program. We've also partnered with the North Area Boy Scouts of America, and we've had some young men to come in there. So there's various ways that we've been able to get young men a part of this program, as well as mentors.
Yes.
So,
what's the age limit, or the age range, I guess I should say?
Most of the young men range from 9 to 18, and
okay.
we do have various breakout groups for those different age groups that we have for those that participate. So currently we have roughly about 47 young men that are registered in the program, but we still have room for more.
All right.
One of the great things about our mentoring program also is that in 2016-2017, mm-hmm. the U.S. Department of Justice had a grant that they were offering to organizations around the United States who had mentoring programs that would encourage young men or provide mentoring to young men to keep them out of the juvenile justice system.
All right.
So our Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated was able to receive $1 million as part of that grant, and we use that money towards our mentoring program here in Jacksonville, which is one of the model programs. For anyone else who like to be a part of this mentoring program or would like for their student to be in this program, they can email us. Let me give you that email address. It is 1906 Upsilon Lambda, that's UPSILONLAMBDA @gmail.com. Again, that's 1906 Upsilon Lambda @gmail.com. Or they can contact me. My number is 904-226-2565. And that's for anyone in that age group that would like to have their son be a part of this mentoring program, or if someone would like to serve as a mentor, they can contact us also and be in serving those capacities.
Well, I like that you all are now partnering with It's All About Literacy, the Optimus
right.
Literacy Program.
Right.
I really like that, and that's something, being the executive director for Optimus Literacy, I'm looking forward to doing a lot of work with you, starting now and throughout the rest of the year. So, as you stated, February the 17th
yes.
is the next upcoming main event. However, today something special is actually going on.
Correct. So today we have one of our mentoring sessions, and as we speak, it goes from 9 a.m. until 12 p.m. Each fourth Saturday, and we start off by opening up with prayer, opening up with breakfast. So we do catered breakfast there each of those Saturdays, and then we have a particular topic that we prepare for. If we can come in. Today's topic is current events and how that impacts the young mentees, and we talk to them about that and use some breakout sessions and other things. So, yes, that is going on today as well.
And now where exactly is it going on?
That's it's going on today at Westside Church of God in Christ, located on Firestone Road. We meet there at their Dream Center,
okay.
And we have a great time with the young men and a great learning session, and we always walk away giving them a homework assignment or a task they can interact with their parents on.
All right. So our parents out there that are listening this morning who have young men that you need a strong man to be a mentor to them, we encourage you to go out this morning to the Westside Church of God in Christ.
Yes.
And they're there from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Take the family. Receive some breakfast. Receive some mentorship. And you know what? It's all about literacy.
Absolutely.
It's all about literacy. Now, let me ask you this. If they show up today, can mm-hmm. they participate, or is it just observation today?
Sure, they can participate, absolutely. So
okay.
we are working towards those new mentees that come into the program. You know, we definitely are able to offer and put them in some of the sessions. Mm-hmm. And then for some of those mentees who've been there for 2-3 years, we're kind of moving them to some more of our advanced mentoring programs,
okay.
and challenging them a little bit more. But anyone that comes in, from the day they come in, we hit the ground, you know, start to mentoring them and really mentoring the program.
That's awesome.
Very good.
That's awesome. All right, so now let's step back to the oratorical program, because
yes.
when you're in the mentor program,
yes.
that's just the gradual step is the oratorical when you get to that level.
Correct.
So that is awesome as well. And I was telling Mr. Kelly this morning that I personally know one of the former recipients of the scholarship, and he's my nephew.
Ah,
and
okay.
I was there when he was working on his speech, and again, a mentor, which is D. Willie, was his mentor, who's a brother of Alpha Phi Alpha
yes.
fraternity. And
Darryl Willie.
Yeah. And it was awesome. And I was just so elated to see him just speak and just be in his element. And again, the mentor thing is what got him, because we didn't even know.
Right.
And so today, when I was saying earlier that we perish for a lack of knowledge,
yes.
we're providing you knowledge today about this scholarship program. Please don't reject it. Please don't. It's too late for you to get in there now.
Right.
There's always next year.
Yes.
Don't reject the knowledge and the benefit of the mentor program. Because for him, when his money was delayed.
Yes.
That money kicked in with that scholarship, and he and I were talking about it this morning. He was like, yeah, see, that money really kicked in right on time.
Oh, yeah.
So it is awesome, and that is just sometimes that boost you need to get through college.
Yes.
You know?
And a lot of the young men that have come through and have been participants in the oratorical contest, you know, it's gone on to schools like Fort Inman University, Florida State University, Morehouse, Albany State, Savannah State. And so what we tend to do is we provide that. This year, we've changed our guidelines. So either we provide that scholarship money directly to the student,
right,
or we can send that money directly to the school,
right,
and they can use it at their discretion.
Yeah.
But absolutely, the scholarship money has come in handy, and that's our intention. So it's twofold. Number one, to provide techniques and skills in being an orator and oratorical skills.
Right.
And number two, being able to award our scholarships, because one of the pillars of our organization is education.
Yeah.
Education, 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 and that aligns directly with this organization as far as literacy.
Yes. Well, when we come back, let's let you talk briefly about the Miss Black and Gold scholarship pageant.
Absolutely,
because
yes,
women, we are not leaving.
Hey,
our ladies out.
They
have definitely made a way and paved the way for the women to have a scholarship also in the Miss Black and Gold. And remember, tune in. It's all about literacy.
So much love, so much love, so much love, whoa.
Morning, everybody. Thanks so much for making us part of your Saturday. Let's return to Dr. Kathy, Sister Gail, and special guest here on It's All About Literacy from Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Again, I'm without my co-host, Dr. Kathy, but again, I'm not alone because I have another doc here.
Amen, amen.
Dr. Angela is here with me today, and our in-studio guest is Mr. James Kelly, who is the president of the Jacksonville chapter of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity. And we're talking about, we've been talking about the MLK Oratorical Competition,
yes,
which is awesome, and their mentoring program. People, parents, get your children there. It is awesome. Awesome, awesome. And also, we're going to talk about the
Miss Black and Gold pageant. And they are one of the only fraternities, one of the only chapters that are doing it in the high school.
Yes, as far as Alpha Phi Fraternity Incorporated, we are one of the only chapters. There may be one other, but none that I'm familiar with. So we are very excited. This year we had our fourth annual high school Miss Black and Gold pageant, yes, and the contestants were awesome. We typically give out three scholarships also. There is a Miss Black and Gold, Miss Black, and a Miss Gold contestant. There's a scholarship and book stipends is given out to all three. So that contest is held annually. We had it this year on December the 2nd. You know, our founding day is December 4th.
Okay.
So that was our Founders Week, one of our Founders Week events, and we were very excited to have that. It was at Jean Ribault High School.
Okay.
So through that also, we provide scholarships to the young ladies, okay, and through that event, we also afford them the opportunity that we transfer oratorical skills to them. There's a Q&A session, and we practice with them on that Q&A session. So we don't want to leave the young ladies out also. We try to also translate some of those life skills to them as well.
Yes, and you know what I really like that I'm seeing is you don't just focus on Duval County. You have reached out to Clay County and St. John County.
Absolutely.
The surrounding counties.
Yes.
So you bring in young women from high school from our surrounding counties,
yes,
to make sure that everyone has an opportunity to receive this scholarship, to receive this grant money,
yes,
and
absolutely,
to continue to go on. And you help them building skills in public speaking,
right,
self-confidence,
absolutely,
skills.
Yes.
I really love it. Showing a woman how to be a woman.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Leave no stone unturned.
Amen. Amen.
No need building up the men and don't build up the women.
Right.
They need
right.
to compliment each other.
And if I would to also just want to go back to the MLK Oratorical Contest, mm-hmm, I think I failed to mention that for individuals who would like to attend, the cost is $15 for adults, $5 for students. Tickets are available via Eventbrite, Jacksonville Alphas, MLK Oratorical Contest, and they can go out there and purchase tickets, or they can pay at the door.
Okay.
So right now, you can go out, purchase your ticket early, buy them as a gift for someone. I mean, this is going to be a great, great event for Black History Month, so we are definitely excited about that as well.
All right. Well, tell us how people can partner with you all and sponsor some children and give do some fundraising for you. Tell us what you do.
Absolutely. So there's several ways that anyone who wants to partner with us can do that. We have some partnerships. We work together through our mentoring program and through other initiatives in the area. We also have one of our chapter campaigns. It's called our 1906 campaign. And this is a way that we allow individuals to donate and contribute towards our scholarships and to the chapter, and they can see their money put to work. Right now, we have envelopes that we make available, or individuals can go out on our website. They can also contribute to the 1906 campaign through PayPal. Just go out, type in Jacksonville Alpha, send it to our account, and that's a way that also can contribute to that. We also, some individuals work for organizations or companies that have United Way.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of individuals also contribute to our scholarships and to our chapter via United Way. And we're working also to through federal employees to get our registration number for CFC, Combined Federal Campaign.
Right.
So those are some of the ways that individuals can give to our 1906 campaign, United Way, or through CFC. And if you see any member of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated and you walk by them and just said, hey, I'd like to donate, I'm loving what you guys are doing, then reach out to anyone, or you can mail that check in to our mailbox.
So the brother should have envelopes on them.
Correct.
Put y'all on blast now.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right.
We're having the new ones printed out now, and they'll definitely be typically at all of our events, especially at the MLK Oratorical Contest. We'll have those envelopes available, and yes. So reach out to any member of our organization.
All right. And you can see how those funds are being put to work. We've talked about three areas, the Miss Black and Gold Scholarship Pageant. We talked about the MLK Oratorical Contest, and also the Men of Valor Mentoring Program.
Yes.
So it's a way to invest in our young people. And that mentoring program, I teach young men, and I know how important
this really
is. So please contribute. He's giving you the many ways. So let's talk about some of the other initiatives of Alpha Phi Alpha real quick.
Oh, sure, yes. So here, our organization, we have some of our national programs, Project Alpha. It's one of our national programs, and we are partnered with other organizations also for that. And it is a way that we, a day-long conference that we teach young men and young ladies about the importance of abstinence and also relationships.
Yay,
we're also partnered with the Cancer Society, Relief for Life. We realize that cancer is definitely impacting our community, particularly the African-American community. So it's a way with regards to health and being conscious of all the health situations in our community. We partner with them on that.
Yeah.
Also with March of Dimes, March for Babies.
Yeah.
We realize that premature babies is something that we're dealing with here in our community as well. One fact is that Jacksonville has a high rate of teen pregnancy, and Duval County is also one of the highest counties in the state of Florida as far as teen pregnancy. So we realize there's something that needs to be done to really change those dynamics.
Okay. Well, we thank you so much for being with us today. And one of the things that we do want to mention before we go out, we want to mention it again, that the Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity is a new partner.
Yes.
Optimus Literacy.
Yes.
And give us a couple of days. And I promise you, when you go out there, you'll be able to see them on our website, which is www.theoptimusliteracy.com.
Amen.
Yes, which is an awesome website, and we're so excited about this partner with the mentoring program. So, again, partner with people. It serves our community well. Thank you again, Mr. Kelly, for being with us.
Yes, thank you.
And we'll
thank
be right back with It's All About Literacy.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.
Thank you.
15 before the hour. Happy you're with us. Now let's get back to It's All About Literacy with your host, Dr. Kathy, Sister Gail, and special guest, right here and only here on Praise 107.9. Ladies?
Yes, thank you so much for tuning in to the only educational informational show in the city of Jacksonville. It's All About Literacy.
Amen.
And today, in case you're just joining us, just stepping into your automobile or just turning on the radio at home, I am Sister Gail, who is without my co-host, Dr. Kathy. She's away today, but I'm with Doc Doc, but I'm not alone.
You better say it.
I have another doc that's sitting in with us again today, and that's Dr. Angela. So, if you are just tuning in, you missed an awesome session. We had James Kelly, who's the president of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity, and they are hosting MLK Oratorical Contest.
Yes.
And that contest, you can go out and purchase your ticket. You can go to eventbrite.com and search Jacksonville Alpha MLK Oratorical Contest. The tickets are $15 for adults and $5 for children. So please, please, please go out and support this awesome, awesome event. As I said it before, from a personal perspective, my nephew was a recipient of this scholarship back in 2014, and it came in handy when he needed it. So this is an opportunity for your children to get involved with scholarships. So please don't reject the knowledge. Encourage your children. And sometimes, I know even with our children at school, yeah, I have to go and ask, like, special, will you do it as a favor to me? Yeah. And I tell them, I say, because you don't know that you need to do this.
Right.
Right now, you don't have that knowledge to know that you need to do this, but I'm telling you, you need to do this.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, Miss James.
Right. And as us being the educators, we do have to push them and guide them.
Right.
And that's what we're supposed to do. And so give them that information to help lead them on the way so that when obstacles come, they'll say, I can thank Miss James.
Yes. Because everybody's not going to get a scholarship based on knowledge.
That's right.
I mean, your GPA may not be high enough, but there are scholarships out there, and that's what this is. And just like the Miss Black and Gold Scholarship Pageant, it was hosted last year, December 2nd of 2017.
Yes.
Again, hey, it's funny.
That's right.
You know, this year I think the scholarship is for the MLK Oratorical is $1,500.
All right.
That's 15 more than you had before you started.
Okay.
Second place is, I think, $1,000. It's $1,000 more than you had. And trust me, it comes in handy. And now, see, what my nephew won, it went directly to the school. We didn't have a choice. Now, we could have used it. But trust me, God knows all things. So it came in handy sitting right there in that financial aid office.
Yes.
So when his financial aid was late, that scholarship kicked right in and took care of everything we needed. So that's the blessing of it.
That's
right.
God.
So don't reject that. And if it hadn't been for his mentor, we wouldn't have known. And his mentor is a brother of Alpha Phi Alpha. So if you get into the mentoring program with the men of valor, see how that works?
Yes.
Step by step?
Yes.
There's a method. Like I tell my children all the time, do it my way.
Mm-hmm.
There's a method to my madness, and it will lead you to success.
Ooh. You stay right there, because there's a method to God's madness.
Come on now.
See, everybody look at it like, why do I have to be broken? Why do I have to be put on the potter's wheel?
Mm-hmm.
But there's a method,
to
his madness.
Yeah.
If you let him shape you and mold you, if you let him make you out of the mockery clay, my God, I'm here to tell
it's
you.
It's called process.
Come on, you'll be able to hold some liquid in you, and it won't spill out.
Come on now.
Oh, my God, don't get me happening in here.
Yes. And that's what I tell my students, don't despise the process.
Yes.
Who really likes coming to school every day? Nobody really does.
Come on.
You know, but it's that process that's going to get you to the ninth grade.
Yes.
That's the process that's going to eventually get you to graduation.
Yes.
So don't despise the process. And that's what we do a lot of times, like you say, even with God, we despise the process. But I was watching a show the other day, and a young student was a star football player, and he got caught drinking. And his parents turned him in because they said, we signed the agreement that you would not drink, and that if you're caught drinking, you're off the team. So the coach told him, he said, you got to go through the process, son.
That's right.
The process. You know, this is the accountability that you have to be held to. But in that, the process was you're maturing. You're learning that there's a consequence
for your action.
For your action.
Amen.
You know, and with that, he did mature. He learned, and then his sister was watching him go through the process.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an altering experience for her because she had an opportunity to cheat on a test or not. And she told him, because you went through the process, I chose not to cheat.
Amen.
You know
Amen.
What I mean? So people are watching you, and that process is important. So in this mentoring program, go through the process.
Yes. Yes.
Parents, push your children to go That's through right. this mentoring program. There is a process.
There is a process. And we encourage everyone out there to not only partnership with Optimal Literacy, go on our website and partner with us. And we have the resources here, and we are ready to help you mm-hmm. in every facet. Help your daughters, help your sons, and even help you.
Come on now. Yes.
Even help you, because it is all about literacy.
It's all about literacy in every area. So we are good. So now, so with that, we have other programs that's coming up for us
yes.
because the Optimus Literacy is sponsoring a health fair.
Yes, we are.
On the 24th
of February.
Come on,
2018.
Talk about it.
I'm just going to talk briefly about
okay.
it. February the 24th, we're looking forward to a health fair here in the city of Jacksonville, and we're trying to corner the east side of Jacksonville, but we're
okay.
asking everyone to come out. It's going to be held at 8800 Arlington Expressway. That is at Bethany Ministry,
okay.
where the pastor, Dr. Walter Brown Jr. is. My love. That is my pastor, my one and only, and my
okay.
first lady, Beryl Brown. They are there, and we thank them for hosting, letting us bring a health fair into our parking lot
okay.
where we'll have different venues, different people there to tell us all about glucose, telling us all about weight loss, telling
okay.
us about everyday healthy living, healthy eating,
okay.
and just giving us different ideas on what we can do to
okay.
keep our bodies and being as healthy as they possibly can be. And that's
mm-hmm.
why I love that we're having it at Bethany Ministry that time, because, you know, prayer
mm-hmm.
is a part of being healthy.
Oh, yes, it is. It is.
So we have a dynamic prayer warrior at our church. Oh, my God. Mother Kimball, Ann Kimball, this woman will pray the house down.
Okay.
I'm here to tell you, and I'm praying to God that she's a part of it, to let people know that without prayer, there is nothing. We all need
yes.
prayer.
Yes.
And we teach our children to pray. We're teaching the parents to pray. We're
right.
teaching the young people to pray and to seek God's face.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be a part of our health fair. Praying
yes.
without ceasing.
Oh, yeah. Because prayer invites God into your situation.
Now,
yes. he's a kind God. I mean, you know, my pastor always say he's gangster. He can do whatever he want to do when he want to do it.
Come
he's
on.
The baddest gangster there is. But at the same time, he's a kind, gentle God, too. So he's not going to press his way and push his way into your
no.
situation. If you want to go it alone, have
go
at
for it.
It.
Go
but
for
one
it.
Of the things that was in the movie I was talking about, the coach told the player, he says, why don't you let God handle it? He's been doing it a lot longer than you.
Come on. Come on. And he's been
doing it a lot longer than you.
A lot longer than and that's
Yeah, he know what he's doing.
Yes, he's the
yeah.
God that heals. And,
yes.
and in our health sphere, we are looking to receive a fresh way for 2018 for us to go about
oh, yeah.
eating better, exercising,
oh, yeah.
going to the doctor, getting our breast exams, and men going to the doctor and getting their prostates checked, because so many are dying because
right.
they don't want to know.
They don't know. So don't reject this opportunity. Again, you're rejecting knowledge. If you don't know that you have an issue, it's not going to go away. It's just going to get exacerbated and get worse, and then before you know it, something that could have been treated bam, quick on the spot, is now a long-term expensive treatment.
Yeah.
So, again, this health fair is coming up. Don't reject it. Please show up. Free?
It's free.
It's free.
It's free.
So, again, don't reject the free. Don't reject the free.
That's right.
Some things you have to pay for, and if you reject this free, it could be that you may have to pay for, a longer stay in the hospital, all those kind of things. Just a simple prick on the finger lets you know, hey, you need to change this. Your glucose number's a little high. Those kind of things, that's knowledge.
That's knowledge.
And that knowledge, if you internalize that knowledge and apply it, which is now health literacy, if you apply that, it can make you have a better quality of life. And that's what we want for you, a better quality of life. So, again, the Optimist Literacy, we're not just about education in the classroom.
Yes.
We're about education in your eating, your health. So, multifaceted, the
yes.
Optimist is.
Yes, because we're all about literacy.
Yes.
We are there for you. In every facet,
yes,
we touch all facets.
And one other thing too, we are having a musical, and Jason Alexander, who is an awesome, when I tell you an awesome musician, he is putting that together for us. He's sponsoring that, so that is coming up, and we'll give you more information.
And that will
about
be that,
that
evening,
same day.
Yes, same day that evening.
Oh man, I
yes, ma'am.
That is a
yes,
jam-packed day of
yes,
events.
Ma'am.
So, yes.
We will be at Bethany Ministry from 10 to 2, and then that evening we'll be able to go over and be a part of Optimus Musical.
All right. So, plan to be with us that entire day.
Yes.
Just plan to be with us the entire day. You have a little break in between, somewhere between, what, 2 to 7?